Now that he's declared his candidacy to run for president in elections he's scheduled for June, military ruler General Mohamedoul Abdelaziz is appealing to voters to take part in a ballot his political opponents are boycotting. General Aziz says he's committed to organizing free and fair elections June 6th. He says he will resign his military commission within the next few weeks and, in keeping with the Constitution, allow the President of the Senate to run the country until the election. This, he says, will both prevent a power vacuum and respect the rule of law. General Aziz came to power last August in a coup that toppled Mauritania's first freely elected leader, Sidi Ould Cheikh Abdullahi. General Aziz has ignored African Union demands to reinstate President Abdullahi, saying that would not serve the greater interests of the Mauritanian people. Instead, he says allowing retired soldiers to run in the June elections better reflects what he calls Mauritania's new political and cultural reality. President Abdullahi says he'll not take part in that vote and is urging his supporters to boycott the ballot. The U.S.-based National Democratic Institute will not monitor the vote because it says the ballot is a unilateral decision and unconstitutional. The vice president of the opposition Assembly of Democratic Forces says pro-democracy advocates will protest the military's plans for elections by organizing demonstrations in the capital, Nouakchott. Mohamed Mahmoud Oud Lemat says there must first be an independent electoral commission in Mauritania. He's not opposed to the military taking part in the vote, but says there should be a national union government instead of a one-sided election that validates those responsible for the coup. Unless military rulers agree to those changes, the coalition of Mauritanian opposition parties plans a series of demonstrations against the vote. The governor of Nouakchott says those protests are unauthorized and will not be allowed to disrupt campaigning. The military banned public demonstrations shortly after the coup, but has since allowed several opposition rallies, including a protest at a stadium in the capital this week, where the president of the Assembly of Democratic Forces, Ould Dada, described June's vote as a violation of power and a degradation of democracy. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.